What's up, everybody?
Yeah.
Hello. Sorry about that.
Welcome to a fine day. We're going to do a little offshoot, if you will. This is an offshoot of Casual Lit. Me and Bray are going to talk a little fucking Super Troopers.
Fuck yeah.
If you can't recognize that song, then you don't need to be listening to this.
Yeah, if it's never woken you up at 3 a.m., then I hate you.
Pretty much. Completely. I didn't know there were lyrics in this.
I never heard this part.
I don't hate it. I kind of want to go get a jacked up truck.
It's kind of like when I found out there was like a whole nother 5 minutes of the Fresh Prince song.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's weird, too. It's pretty terrible.
Drinking mimosas and on the airplane.
Oh, God. This is Trooper with an Attitude.
Attitude.
Oh, my God. Anyways, yeah. But, yeah, so we're doing a little offshoot here, a little side piece, if you will, to, you know, Casual Lit, I guess, side piece, but not the one you're cheating with. It's just a normal one.
It's your favorite one.
That's completely true. So we're going to talk about the two Super Troopers. We're going to talk about the first one for a minute. Then we're going to talk about the second one, and then we're going to stop, and we're going to say, spoiler alert, and then we're going to get into how we really feel about it and what we thought of it. Did you end up watching it twice?
I didn't.
Okay, because that I was hoping you'd be fresher than I am. But
I know. I tried really hard, but I couldn't find a pirated copy yet.
Oh, God. You didn't want to go buy another ticket, so that might say something.
Maybe just a little bit. I do need to see it again, though.
Yeah, I want to, for sure. Let's talk about the first one. So I don't remember if you were there when me and Casey went and saw it. I think you were, right? Because, so way back in the day, I mean, we're talking 2001, Casey and I, and Bray would go occasionally. We'd go to the Hollywood Theater off Rendon Crowley. Sorry, excuse me. We'd buy one ticket for one movie, and we would cut the... We'd cut the little newspaper out, and then we could hop around the theaters, and we saw Super Troopers that way. I don't remember if you were there or not.
I don't feel like I was.
Might have been the one time I went with Casey's mom, and she was like, What did you take me to? I was like, I really wanted to see this, and I fucking loved it.
Yeah, it was fantastic. It was so good. I wish I could remember the first time I saw it. I honestly can't remember because I've seen it so many times.
But me and you have watched the movie together. But I can't even name, you know, I don't think there's a name for that number.
I mean, it was a go-to for us back in the day, especially it was Super Troopers or...
Major League.
Major League. Gosh, yep. There it is.
Ooh, that should be the next movie we try. Oh my God.
Why, yes. I love that movie so much, I don't know.
Oh, my God, yes, we're doing that. We're going to do all three of them. That'd be fun, one at a time.
Got to get the haircut.
Oh, God. We should watch them down in the room together and then come over here and talk about it. Oh, that'd be so much fun. Or we just get a projector in here. Bam.
That's what I was thinking.
Ooh, that'd be cool. Easy,
or just
too.
Project it onto the Pantego water tower.
Y'all gonna watch a real movie now.
You're welcome, Pantego.
But no, the first Super Troopers was pretty damn awesome, pretty special, pretty random too. Like, I was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, I mean, I would definitely say it's my favorite of the Broken Lizard. I don't even know how many there are now.
Puddle Cruiser was the first one. People that still don't believe me that's real, and I'm like, yes, it's real. I've seen it. But there's Puddle Cruiser. And then there
Salmon.
That was the third. That was the fourth. Sorry. The second was Super Troopers. The third was Club Dread. The fourth was Beer Fest. No. Yeah, Beer Fest. Then Slammin' Salmon. And now Super Troopers 2. And I think there might be one that I'm missing. It's quite a bit. Six or seven movies there. One, two. Yeah, that's a lot. I actually just bought Slammin' Salmon.
It's good. I actually really like it. Yeah, if you ever waited tables, you're like, God damn, this is so fucking true.
Yeah, so it was on Google Play for $4.99.
That's
I was like,
steal.
And done. So we're going to... Caitlin's never seen it. In fact, I think Super Troopers 1 was the only Broken Lizard movie she ever saw, and she's not a fan.
Really? No. Not even the first one?
Not very much at all, which is kind of sad. I'm like, I love this movie.
Divorce.
Yeah, I'm kind of still considering that. Haven't decided if we're going to do it or not.
Yeah, I was quoting the first one to my girlfriend. I don't remember which part I was quoting, but I said something and she just looked at me like, what the fuck are you saying to me right now? And I was like, you know, Super Troopers. And she didn't know what I was talking about, so I made her watch it.
She watched it for the first time?
Yeah. I mean, she liked it. She thought it was funny. She liked the second one, too, a lot.
So she wasn't impressed with Super Troopers?
No, she was.
Okay.
She liked it.
That's good.
She liked it okay, I guess. I don't think she liked it as much as I did. She was just like, yeah, it was funny. Then I divorced her.
Yeah, take that. It's over. Yeah, the first one, Farva. Farva was the best part about the first one, in my opinion. And for those of you that don't know what this whole thing is, it's about a group of troopers that do a lot of crazy antics, pretty much.
I'm kind of thinking they should make a third one where they team up with the Starship Troopers and just have a battle of the troopers.
Oh, my God. That might sell well. I don't know. That might be all right. But definitely the first one, epic movie, The Stoner Kids. So we watched the first one right before we went to the second one, so it would be fresh on her mind. And also mine, because I figured there would be some of those, callbacks that you might... I haven't seen that movie in 5 years. I do not know what the fuck is going on.
Right.
So I wanted to make sure I knew what was going on. And I think that the first one... So the first one's great, but it doesn't hold up well. I didn't realize how cheap that movie was.
Really?
Oh my God, it's cheap.
I haven't watched it in a while.
It is cheap. Like, when you're watching all the shortcuts they take, and you can tell everything looks cheap. I've got the Blu-ray now, so it's like all high def. I was like, oh, that looks pretty cheap.
They probably, like, now it looks like they just filmed it with a cell phone.
Pretty much. There's actually better movies filmed with iPhones than this movie. But luckily, the jokes hold up. There's not a whole lot of technology, so it all holds up. And I think it's fine. I think people should still watch it today and be fine with it. But I definitely noticed how cheap it was, especially like the cars and everything. It was just really cheap. And
yeah.
Then I forgot about the German hot chick, though. I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, you forgot about that part?
I was like, oh.
The dum, dum, yep. Dum, dum.
And he's all making out with her. Oh, it's so funny.
I love Jim Gaffigan's part.
Oh, my God, yes.
Meow.
Do I look all nimbly bimbly to you?
Excuse me, but are you saying meow right now?
Do I look like I drink milk from a saucer? Who's your favorite character probably in the first one?
I mean, Farva.
Farva.
I mean, I hate him.
Yeah.
Because we all know that guy.
What's up, rookie bitch?
I work with that guy.
Oh, shit.
Actually, he's not as bad, but he's like so annoying. And one part during the second movie, Farva was being annoying, and my girlfriend looked over at me and goes, is that the guy you work with? And I was like, yes, 100%. I hate him so much.
He's a douchebag.
Yeah, I can't even eat in the same room as him now. Like, I try to, and I just have to get up and leave now. I go into the other room because he's so disgusting.
And Farva completely reminds you of him.
Completely.
Or vice versa. Holy sheesh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if that's not fun.
Except for the guy I work with wishes he was like a cop, probably.
What's weird for me is it's hard. Farva's definitely my sort of favorite, but I really like, of all the ones, Foster, I'm not sure why.
Right.
I don't even know why. Like, I should like Mac more than him, but I'm always like, Foster, you're so cool. And when he's doing the little striptease thing outside the police station, oh my God, she's jumping to the window again. And it's the voice translator.
I don't know. I like Rabbit.
Yes, he's good too.
Rabbit. I mean, I like them all. They're all good. I can't really. The movie wouldn't be the same if you took any of them out of it. I mean, even the captain.
Yeah.
You
know, oh God.
Like you can't. It just wouldn't be the same without any of them in it. But I just thought of something. They should really make a prequel of Farva and Police Academy.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's a copyright Bray Hamilton right there. Y'all can't have that idea. Yeah. That's his.
Yeah, you owe me your next GoFundMe, Broken Lizard.
Yeah, would they make $4 million?
I think they hold the record for the most money gained with a Kickstarter for a movie or something like that.
They made $4.6 million, and they made it really fast, too. I think you can still donate to it, which is weird. It's still open. It's like, okay, let me go ahead and do this.
That's crazy, Kickstarter, all the things. All the people now, they're just doing Kickstarters, but it's awesome. I love it. They offer all sorts of features and kickbacks for donating.
Right. It was awesome. Yeah, definitely. And that's what, so in March 24th, 2015, they announced that they had received some funding and that they were going to start the second one. So for those of us that were cult followers, and that's what happened with the first one. It didn't make that much money in the box office. They made all their money on home video rentals and buying, and people were buying it, and everywhere all over the planet were like, we love this movie.
So is the first one, is it actually considered a cult classic?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it didn't. It barely made its money back in the box office, and then blew up the DVD Blu-ray. Well, back then it was still DVD, and there was no online rentals either.
Right. I don't remember what movie it was that I kept calling a cult classic, and somebody goes, I don't think that was a cult classic. I think that was a huge hit in the box office.
I wish we knew what it was so we could call them right now and be like, you're fucking wrong. Bray was right. You don't know what you're talking about. That's so dumb. What is a cult classic? It doesn't make its money back, and then everybody likes it. It's like, why didn't they go see it in the theaters? I can't really say anything, though, because I probably movie hopped to this, so I probably didn't pay for it.
Well, it's funny. When I went and saw Bruce Campbell live, he did like a game show, and he was talking about how Ash vs. Evil Dead is going to get canceled.
Yeah.
And everybody goes, aw. And he goes, where the fuck were you 4 years ago?
Why aren't you watching it?
Because that show's garbage. That's why.
Is it bad?
It's pretty bad.
That sucks.
And that's coming from a big Evil Dead fan.
So we're going to go spoiler-free right now. We're not going to give away any plots, details, or anything like that very carefully, and we're going to tell you what we thought of the second one.
I'm very carefully not going to tell you that Pharma dies in the second one. So, yeah. Be looking out for...
What did you think?
Of the second one?
Yep. Well, first you went in with how high were your expectations?
They were low.
Oh, damn.
I had super low expectations. Just because I just knew, I was like, it's a comedy sequel. The first one was so good, and it's so, you know, I hold it so dear to me. I was like, it's just not going to be good, you know, but I'm still excited about it. But I liked it. It was pretty funny. I laughed a lot. There were several parts that I laughed really hard at.
Yeah.
Not as good as the first one. It's not. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how I would feel about it. I probably wouldn't care for it a whole lot if it was not Super Troopers, if it was just like a regular.
I didn't think of that.
Ooh. I think it being Super Troopers and having a relationship with those characters and the storyline.
Saved it?
Anytime I started being like, I don't know about this, I was like, well, have some faith. But I don't know. That's why I want to watch it again. Now that I know what it is, I know what to expect, I'll probably like it more. My girlfriend liked it. She thought it was hilarious.
Awesome.
We actually like got into like, not like an argument, but we got into a dispute over it because she was basically just saying that I was just being a pretentious hipster.
Yeah, it's fine.
And just was refusing to like it. And I was like, no. I just didn't really like it that much.
I understand that. Every time I watch a Marvel movie, when I walk out, that's what I do.
Yeah.
I go, I don't like that movie.
And she was like, the first one was dumb. And I was like, you shut your mouth. She was like, it was the same humor. And I was like, yes, but the first one was better.
Yeah, the second one was definitely almost a cookie cutter of the first one. Like, almost too much. It's like, oh, was this the exact first movie only in Canada?
Yeah. I would say I went into it totally expecting them to do what a lot of comedy sequels do. They take what was funny from the first one and just try to turn that into a whole movie.
Ah, damn it.
But I don't feel like they did that a whole lot in this one. Yeah, there were several jokes that carried over from the first one, but it wasn't like the whole movie.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I feel like Anchorman 2.
That's what they did
in Anchorman 2. They were just like, oh, let's take what was funny from the first one and do a whole movie with that.
Ah, that's one of the worst comedy sequels ever, in my opinion.
I actually liked it after like the fourth time I watched it. And I was like, okay, this is pretty funny.
Well, I figured I'd watch it and then like it probably the fourth or fifth time under the influence of alcohol. No. Yeah, but... I enjoyed it. I think at first I liked it more than you did. And I enjoyed it in a different way because I'd kind of pulled myself out of... Well, I walked in with medium expectations. And I was like, okay, I'm expecting pretty much whatever. I was like... And then we just sat down and watched it. And the opening scene, which we'll talk about in a minute, I was like, what the f*** is going on here?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was doing. I was just trying to figure out the whole time. I was like,
okay, we're going. I was like, we're going Naked Gun ridiculous with this, aren't we?
Yeah, I really didn't like the beginning.
No, it makes sense.
It made sense afterwards, but it was just so weird, and yeah. The acting was really bad, really, really, really bad. Yes. And it was almost expecting there to be like canned laughter behind it. Like, that's how cheesy the acting was. I was like, they almost like paused and waited for the next person to talk.
Yep. And what made me mad was I had previously Googled, because when we were watching the first one, I was like, oh, I wonder if Ursula is in the second one. So I wanted to make sure she was in it, and I should have done that because I saw the cameos, and I really wish that I hadn't. So I saw that those two guys were going to be in it, and I was like, ah, damn it. And then I was watching, I was like, oh.
You don't like those guys?
No, I like them. I just wish, okay. I wish that would have been a complete surprise.
Okay. Oh, okay. I gotcha.
I was like, no.
I gotcha. That's why whenever I'm watching, like, especially an old show that I do on Netflix, I'll go and I'll binge watch an old show. I just couldn't not watch him, Dexter, you know?
Yeah.
But I refuse to Google anything about the show or anything, because I did that with Sons of Anarchy. And I was just like, I found out that his wife, you know, like, dies. Yeah. And so, like, through the whole series, I was just, like, waiting for her to die. I was like, okay, does she die now? Does she die now?
And that would make it pretty bad.
And so now, yeah, I know, I just don't Google anything.
It's the best way to do it. It's hard right now. Well, I'm trying not to. But, yes, I found out that spoiled that, and I was like, oh, damn it. But, no, I mean, as a whole, it was a really good movie. I mean, there were some good parts. There were some very funny parts. Some parts stuck out in my head. I didn't leave it with the wanting to quote anything, which was kind of weird, but I guess that's good or
except
bad.
Except for Sori.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, that's not really that's not really a spoiler. They do that in the teaser.
I did wonder if it was some serious racism going on there, but Canada's not a race, so it's countryism.
Is it racist if you hate a whole country?
Yeah. I was like, God, this is really hateful of Canada. I was like, they should hook up with Matt and Trey, and they can make some pretty good stuff.
I think that's one thing. That is one thing I really didn't like about the second one is, again, I don't feel like this is a spoiler, but the people that play the Canadians, their accents were so bad. Go back and listen to the episode that we did with the Mad Libs.
Yeah.
The accent card game.
Yep.
That's what I felt like the Canadian actor. Well, they're not Canadian actors. The guys that were playing the Canadians, that's what I thought they were doing. That's what they sounded like.
You thought they were faking it.
And their accents just like kept changing the longer they talked. Yeah. Like,
I was trying to figure out if that was on purpose. Not the changing, but just their accents being bad.
Yeah, I mean, I think they were supposed to be just ridiculous and just super drawn out. But, like, it was just so bad that it was just too bad for me. Like,
I was like, Chad Kroeger doesn't sound like that when he talks. If you don't know, that's the singer of Nickelback. He's Canadian.
Looking at this photograph.
That's a record I would buy. Eh? Every verse, every line ends with eh. Never made it as a wise man. Eh? Couldn't cut it as a poor man. Eh? Oh, God. Oh, man.
I still can't believe Avril Lavigne was married to him.
Still is. They got back together.
Shut the fuck up.
Also, isn't the Sum 41 guy from Canada as well, right?
Yeah.
In Default? None of those guys sound like those guys.
Well, it's also with the editing. When you listen to their live recordings, you can definitely hear their...
Yeah. Their... I think Rob Lowe playing the mayor was pretty awesome. It's pretty weird.
I love Rob Lowe.
We're going to talk about one weird thing that definitely stuck with me in a little while. We'll talk about some of that here in a second. We get into our spoilers where we can just go all out. But yeah, overall, it was a good movie, and I'm going to rewatch it. I'm going to buy it for sure. For sure, eh?
For sure, eh? No, I mean, I definitely agree. I mean, it was funny. I didn't like it a whole lot the first time I watched it, just because it's Super Troopers 2. The first one was so great, and so I was just holding it to such a high pedestal. that nothing could compare.
Yep.
But I know when I go back and watch it for the second time, it'll be funny. And like that's why my girlfriend liked it, because she doesn't give a shit about the first one. So
yeah, making second movies, man, sometimes you just don't want them. I don't know if it was necessary. I've wanted it forever, and that's what's bad. We want them, then they come and you're like,
man. Yeah, I would love the Step Brothers too, but I don't want them to make it because you can't recreate that.
No.
You can't, especially with those kind of movies, you know, like I don't know about Super Troopers or not, but like was a lot of it like ad-lib? Like did they really have a script?
It looked like a lot of it was. And when you watch the behind the scenes of the first one, there was some ad-libbing going on. And during the bloopers of the credits, did y'all stay through all the credits?
No, I watched.
There was a stinger. There was a Marvel stinger at the end, and it wasn't Thanos.
Really?
Yep.
No, we went to the drive-in, and Madison, my girlfriend, had to pee like 20 minutes towards the end of the movie. So by the time end credits rolled, I was like, well, let's wait. Let's wait a minute, because I know there's going to be something, because they talk about something throughout the movie. So
yep.
I was like, let's wait, because I know that's going to come up soon. And so as soon as that came, we ran to the bathroom. But I could see they like did like the little like corner screen thing. Yep,
there was some behind the scenes bloopers. And
yeah, but I couldn't really see what was going on.
Rob Lowe was doing a little improv. So yeah, okay. It's definitely some of it's improv, but it was funny.
See, I feel like that's what makes the best comedies, is when you don't really give them a script and you just let them play off of each other and just have fun, because you can't write some of this stuff.
Nope.
Like, and then that's what makes the sequels so bad, is because they have, A, more money,
mm-hmm.
and with more money comes more structure and...
May said it best, more money, more problems.
Exactly. So I think that's a huge problem with comedy sequels, is they're also trying to do what was funny from the first one and write it in.
Yeah.
And you just, no.
Even the plot behind this, which is in the trailers, the whole buying or not buying, part of Canada belongs to Vermont in the U.S. It was like, huh? It didn't make any sense at all. It's like, this doesn't make sense. And just the plot behind it, I was like, ooh, this is going to be weird. And the plot was very, the whole premise of the movie was real weird. And I don't even necessarily think that it worked very well as like the plot.
Yeah, the plot was weird. It was just kind of put together. Didn't really make a whole lot of sense.
No. I think they could have done better just sending them, like, they got transferred to California or somewhere and had to do something weird. Something like, you know, I don't know.
I thought it was funny when I like posted on Facebook, like, after I watched it, or maybe while I was there, somebody commented on my post and was like, don't post any fucking spoilers, Bray.
Yeah, I know.
And I was like, well, one, I don't post spoilers. two, there's no spoilers on my comment, on my post, so don't read the fucking comments. And three, what spoilers is there actually to Super Troopers?
Yeah. like, good guys win. Oh, I hate you. I fucking hate you.
Oh, spoiler alert, they obviously get their jobs back.
It's weird.
Yeah, like...
They're super troopers again. They're not suburban police.
They become cops. Oh, you dick. You ruined the movie for me.
Yep.
Okay.
But we didn't say how, but it doesn't make sense, so.
Yeah.
But all right, so we're both going to rewatch it. Would you buy it or no?
I don't know. I'm terrible. I don't really buy movies because I don't really ever go back and watch them.
That's one of the worst parts about getting older, isn't it?
Yeah, but I never really have. Like, nope. Even when I was younger, there's a few movies that I will go back and watch, you know.
Major League. Because we're going to do that now. That's happening.
Yeah, that's definitely happening.
I've never heard a podcast on that. That will be fun.
Right. No, I have some movies that I own that I go back and watch. I own the Evil Dead trilogy, Donnie Brasco. I own that.
Donnie Darko?
No. Brasco with Johnny Depp. Close. That would be funny if Donnie Brasco and Darko met up.
Ooh, so. That's a movie I'd like to do Donnie Darko to. I hate that movie now. Too much thinking. You have to think way too hard.
Maybe that was the movie that I said was a cult classic, and then somebody was like, looked it up, and they're like, no, it actually did well in the box office.
No, it did not.
Didn't it?
Maybe. You were right.
Maybe I'm wrong again.
Nope, you were right.
No, I don't, about saying.
Yeah, it's all right.
What movie it was, I don't remember.
So, you would buy this if you bought movies?
If I bought movies, yeah, I would buy it.
So, I think that means it's the best movie ever.
Especially if I saw it in the $4.99 bin at Walmart.
Yep.
Or I guess Google Play, because that's what the thing is now.
Hey, I like it. Well, I still buy the Blu-rays. I just make sure they have the digital code so I can put the digital code in. And then I own a digital code and the Blu-ray.
Yeah.
So that way when the internet goes obsolete because it costs $5 to even get on it before you can even do anything, I will have all these Blu-rays that I can use. Because one day, yep. So I'm like, I have myself covered. I still like physical copies, and I wish I didn't as much as I do, but I only buy the good ones now. So
Is it more for a collector? Is that the collector in you?
I do have a bad habit of that, don't I?
I like to collect vinyls.
I wish I didn't, man. It's like, oh, I wish I didn't want every pop that I see.
Yeah, that too.
I bought 12 of them.
One thing I am confused about the second one, though, is on their posters and everything, it said release 420.
Yep.
But I saw it 3 days before that.
419 is probably when you saw it, the Thursday night. So all the movies that, I gotta quit, all the movies that come out these days don't come out on Fridays, they come out Thursday nights.
Right.
So dumb.
Well, no, because 420 was a Thursday.
420 was a Friday.
Was it a Friday?
Yes, sir. I only know. I'm in the shipping.
No, you're right. It is.
I'm in the shipping business, so I have to know my dates like the back of my hand. Like, I promise you, I had 4 calls about POs on Friday that I had to know. It's like, oh, that's 420.
Maybe I did see it the night before, but I swear I saw it. I'm going back to look at my
post. Oh, snap. Here on this little podcast, you get called out when you don't know your dates.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
No, okay, yeah.
419?
I didn't see mine, but I saw somebody that went the same day as me, and they said 419.
Yep, because that's when I'm seeing Infinity War tomorrow. Oh, geez. Tomorrow's going to be a beautiful day. I'm wearing my Spider-Man t-shirt underneath my work clothes.
Ooh.
So that way, as soon as that, I'm going to rip it open. I'm going to tear up my $40 Armani shirt. It's not really Armani. It did cost 40 bucks. But no, okay, so this is the part where you folks that don't want to listen, you better turn off your earphones, stop listening, because here we go. Spoiler alert!
Spoiler!
It's time to do it. All right. Wait, let's give it some time.
Time.
That opening, I was like, what the fuck is happening? They're a band? They quit being cops and they became a band?
Yeah, and then, first, they get into the big gunfight with the cops and the chase and the, I was like, what the fuck is happening?
So I'm talking, I literally, though, when Sean William Scott got out of the car and he was like, mother of God, or whatever he said, I got excited because I was like, oh shit, he's going to be part of their troupe now.
Yeah.
So, plus I had seen on IMDb that he was in it. And I was like, oh crap, he's going to be in it. Not just a cameo, but that was shut out the window pretty quick. But yeah, I thought that was crazy.
Yeah. No, I got excited too as soon as because I didn't know. I didn't know he was going to be in it.
At all,
so, yeah, it was a surprise to me. And so he got out, and I was like, oh, shit, yes. And then the other guy.
Damon Wayans Jr.
Yeah.
Who looks just like his fucking dad.
I like him. I like both of them. They're all both really funny. So I was like, oh, fuck yeah. These guys are hilarious. How are they gonna bring them into it? And then the band thing happened.
It was so weird. It's like, you guys rock. And I'm like, I was like, what is going on?
Yeah.
And Mac was playing the drums on this bus. It was super weird, though.
But yeah, they started shooting each other, and then, I was like, what? How are you shooting at cops? How is this a thing? And then.
Yeah, I definitely.
And they all died, and.
I leaned over and did the Dane Cook. I was like, this is a dream, Caitlin. It's not real. I was like, I want it to be real. As soon as they killed Mac, I was like, yeah, this is not real.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm not sure what's going on here. But it was awesome that it was just Rabbit dreaming.
Yeah.
With Farba kicking him with all the cock joke. How many cock jokes can you make in 45 seconds or less? I got my cock in my hand. Get your cock in your hand. Go to work. Spray it everywhere. I was like, oh, God.
I like that they became contractors. Like, my contractors. I guess that's what retired.
They weren't retired.
I guess because firefighters have lawn mowing. So, lawn mowing and Christmas light decorations. So, please become contractors.
Yeah, we need more of that. You did I did like that too. It fit him well, those three. But it was weird because Thorny wasn't there and Foster wasn't there. Did it say what Foster was doing when he pulled up on the little, when he was sitting bitch in the motorcycle thing? What's that seat called?
The sidecar?
Yeah, when he was sitting in there, he said what he was doing, but I don't remember what it was.
Oh man, I can't remember.
Yeah, they were like, oh, he just got off work or whatever. Like a gym teacher? No, a security guard. Maybe. Nah, I don't know. But I do know Thorny was cutting wood like a lumberjack. With his in-shape body.
Had that big-ass beard. And
and it was cool how they got him back together. Apparently, they've been fishing with O'Hagan like every month or whatever.
Yeah.
I was like, that's a pretty cool thing. They've all been hanging out. And Foster was still with Ursula, which I thought was a cool
hanging out without Farva.
Yep. Oh, yeah. They hide from him. They all got the code talk was pretty cool, too. Who are you talking to? It was like his drug dealer or something. I don't know. It was funny.
Yeah, Ursula was there. Well, kind of. She was only there through video chat on the tablet. I wonder how much she got paid to do that.
I have a feeling it was more of a favor. And I don't think that she would have. I think they did fine with that. We didn't need her shoved down our throats.
Right.
And she might have done it as a favor or just to be part of it still.
Right.
Because I'm with you. I was like, there's no way she's going to be in this. But she was.
I mean, what? That probably took an hour out of her day.
Yeah, to show up, drop him off, and then the little webcam thing that she did was pretty funny, too.
Yeah.
I actually enjoyed that when he was on drugs.
No, I did like that they did include her, because a lot of times in, like, sequels and stuff like that, they just, like, the relationships from the past movie just don't exist anymore. And you're just like, wait, what the fuck happened? The whole movie was about you getting this girl, and then now the second one comes out, and you never name that girl again?
Nope.
Like, I don't understand what happened with that. But it was cool that they did show you, like, what she's doing. And
that they're still together.
Yeah.
And happy, even though he lost his job. It's like, okay. She's like, yeah, he's a good man. I'll stick with him. Yeah, the jokes were pretty ridiculous. The pullover scenes was probably when they were impersonating the Mounties. So the Mounties come in. It starts off with Rob Lowe. Like, it starts off with O'Hagan getting them together because he's secretly been talking to the governor of Vermont, right? It is Vermont, right?
Yeah.
Yep. And about how the borderline, and it's weird. The markers were wrong. And this whole chunk of Canada is supposed to be part of the U.S. And they've chosen those guys to be the troopers to...
Yeah, so basically, this part of Vermont is... Well, yeah, so this part of Canada is now going to be part of the U.S. Vermont.
Yeah.
And during the crossover, they need a group of officers that are familiar with
the territory
and familiar with the highway to come in and just keep order until the crossover happens.
It's complete, right.
Yeah.
And it's so weird. It's like, how did they get chosen for that?
Right.
But that's fine. I think that's what they were going for.
Yeah.
I absolutely think that's what they were going for. Like, no reason for us not to be doing this.
And then Rob Lowe comes in. He's the mayor of this Canadian town.
And he talks in a very, I can't even do the voice.
Yeah. His was all right.
Yeah.
His was all right. And then the woman, I don't know what her name was.
But
she's his assistant.
Yes, but she was also an undercover agent.
Undercover agent.
So she's allowed to pretend to have a bad Canadian accent, I guess. She's French, right?
Yeah, she had the French-Canadian accent. I pretty much knew immediately that Rob Lowe was the bad guy.
Duh, yeah. Sadly.
Like, I didn't fully know, but I was like, okay, I'm pretty sure you're going to be the bad guy. Or either him or her. I thought maybe she was going to be the bad guy when it came out. And I was just like, yeah, I'm not surprised.
Yep. Well, with the low budget films, which this still was, there wasn't that many characters in it as a whole. I was surprised they had as many of the Canadian guys as they did. And that dude was pretty famous, the bigger guy. I can't think of his name right now. But
he's Belushi's brother? No, it's not.
I don't know. I'm not sure, man. I'm having to go to the Super Troopers.
Is it Jim Belushi?
Jim Belushi is the original one. Jim Belushi.
And then is it John Belushi?
Yep, that was two of them. But I don't think this guy is either one of those. I'm trying to find that. Internet Movie Database, IMDb. But no, I think the Canadians were well casted. They were pretty funny. But so they meet the Canadian troop. They're like, y'all are going to work together and make this work. But of course, the Canadian dudes are losing their jobs, so why would they be cool? Rob Lowe puts them together. He's like, y'all need to work together, and it's just not a very good interaction. Of course, those Canadian guys are talking really Canadian.
Really weird.
Yes.
Canadian. I don't even know how we call it Canadian, but I don't know. But I really want to talk about the Rob Lowe scene where he's introducing him to all the Canadians. Or no, I'm sorry. It's a little bit later. They get a call, and they have to go to a brothel.
Yeah, they get called out there to the brothel, and they all walk into the brothel, and they find out that Rob Lowe owns the brothel, and he's like trying to bribe the police, which he's obviously been doing for a long time. He's like, here, have some women. And they're like, no, we don't want women. Here, have some men. We don't want men. And then the uncomfortableness, Bray.
Yeah. And then he's like, what? You don't like naked women? You don't like naked men? And this dude like walks up with his very large penis hanging out. And Rob Lowe starts like jiggling it with his hand. He starts like running his fingers over it. And then he starts boxing the dude's dick.
Yep.
And you hear like slapping and like...
He's like, get a workout. Just getting a little workout. And he's playing with the dude's penis. It was hysterical.
It was very funny.
I was like, oh, that's so weird.
I was just wondering, I was like, is that a real dick? Was that...
I don't know. I would hope not. But I don't know. Rob Lowe is a little crazy. He's one of those more wild people.
Yeah. Did Rob Lowe really just touch this dude's dick?
With both of his hands.
Both of his hands. I mean, not that I wish, but if they're like, hey, Rob Lowe's got to box your penis, I'd be like, well, I mean, it's Rob Lowe, so.
I guess you can.
I guess so.
And that was the only nudity in the movie, except for Mac when he's doing cartwheels and you get to see his junk everywhere, too.
Did you really see it?
Oh. Well, maybe I was looking too hard. I don't want to admit that I saw it now that you didn't. I didn't see anything.
I mean, I saw it at the drive-in, so yeah. Everything's a little blurry.
Oh,
you know?
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
I mean, there is nudity while they're at the brothel. Like, that whole scene has nudity. And then they all get, like, attacked by all these naked stripper prostitutes and female and male
prostitutes. They're trying to radio for help.
Yeah.
Getting made fun of. And then they did impersonate the Mounties, which was really cool. They stole their outfits. Was that before or after they did the drugs? I think it was after. When they found the drugs and they all did the drugs, that was hysterical, too. Except for I didn't really care for Thorny and the female pills.
Really? See, I thought that part was pretty funny.
I was like, I want to see Thorny. I don't want to see, well, I guess he was kind of funny when he was all bitchy and going through all the side effects.
Yeah, what were they? They were like, they were hormone pills for women going through like menopause or something?
Yeah, pretty much.
And so basically, Thorny had an overconsumption of estrogen.
Yes.
And so his breasts started leaking and he started being really sensitive. There was the one part in the car where they were arguing over directions, which was pretty funny.
Yep.
But the part that I laughed pretty hard at was Jim Gaffigan made a cameo
again. Yep.
And so they pull him up.
Yep.
They pull him over as they're dressed as the Canadian police officers on a horse. They're on horses with like a siren and they pull him over.
Yep.
And they do the...
He's holding the siren.
Yeah, he's holding the siren. And as they're like talking shit to him, he just goes, excuse me, but do I know you guys?
Yes.
No, I do. You pulled me over a few years ago and you played this joke on me.
See how many times you could say meow?
Yeah. And he's like... Nope, don't remember that. Let's trade spots, and you do it to me.
Yeah, that was the...
See if I remember.
Foster gets in the car, and he goes, hey, you know how fast you're going, meow? And he goes, oh, now I remember.
And also, don't give strangers the keys to your car. Then he steals off his car.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah, that was
great. I laughed pretty hard at that part.
That was great. That was great. That might have been the highlight, maybe.
That was definitely my favorite part.
Between that, the boxing the penis, and I'm not going to lie, when Farva pops out of the porta potty, he goes, that was unbearable. I almost started crying. I was laughing so hard.
So I kind of thought it was funny. They did have a live bear.
Yep.
And at this time, nobody fucked it.
No CG. Oh, that was when somebody said that. Well, rabbit could always fuck it or whatever.
Yeah. See, I liked that. It was a sly input towards the first one.
Yeah, all when they sprayed him with the shaving cream because they were going to shave his balls. And they left him handcuffed there. That was damn funny.
So there was that, and then there was...
The bear, like I said, the unbearable was hilarious. And then he's like, some people would call that grizzly or whatever he said. And then Captain O'Hagan goes, go ahead, shoot him.
No, all the guys were in a restaurant, and the waiter comes up to the table and is like, can I get you guys anything started to drink?
Oh, yes.
Maybe a liter of cola? And Farbridge goes, wait, y'all have that here?
Yep, that was awesome, too. And he goes, yeah, you get the punch card, 10 punches, and you get your 10 liter of cola, and you get your free dessert. And he goes, I'm going to need that now, all 10 of them. It's like, what the fuck? So he did not drink a liter of cola, he drank 10 liters of cola. And then he didn't get his dessert. Which was even better.
It was a log. It was a like a chocolate log.
Right, what he needed. Oh, the competition between him and Rabbit was pretty damn funny, too. Who's going to get the girl? And they made the bet. Well, technically, no one made the bet. But Favre was like, I bet I'll cut off my pinky toe if you get her.
Yeah. And then at the very end, whenever Rabbit does get the girl, you just see like Favre grab a shovel and walks off and just cuts his fucking toe off. And then the governor of Vermont or whatever, she just goes, what just happened? He's like, oh, nothing, just lost a bet.
Yeah, that part's uncomfortable. The main thing about this movie, they shoved a shit ton of Farva down your throat. I don't know if you noticed that.
Yeah.
He was all over the place. I would almost call him the star of this movie.
Yeah.
It was between him and Rabbit, maybe? Foster was barely in it.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess they did give more spotlight to Rabbit and Farva.
Yep, because Rabbit got the love interest, so...
Yeah.
The little sex scene that was pretty funny. No, they were all about Farva in this movie. It was like Farva, 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 to the point where you might be annoyed.
Well, I mean, that's one of the things, you know, they do in sequels. They take what's funny from the first one, and they're like, oh, okay, everybody loves Farva.
Yep, let's shove it down.
Let's give you all Farva.
Until you can't stand it anymore.
Yeah.
Now, there was a lot of Farva, but it was done in taste. It wasn't bad.
No, it wasn't bad. I'm sure it wasn't as bad as Joe Dirt 2. I never watched it. But
yeah, you're not allowed to talk about that. That's getting deleted. Jesus fucking Christ. You just named the next movie we're going to do now. Oh, this could be a blast. This could be fun.
Just fucking sequels.
I do not want to go back and watch that movie. I'd rather die.
How bad was it?
It was bad, man. I don't want to go back and rewatch it.
Did you finish it?
Yeah. It was tornado, time travel. Ooh.
Was there any funny parts?
No.
No?
No. But I haven't watched the first one in a long time either. I might not like that movie anymore either.
No, you still will.
Yeah? I haven't seen it.
Before. I haven't either, but...
Whew, that was a movie that I rewatched 100 times.
You're my sister.
Whew. I don't want to think about it. I don't want to talk about Joe Dirt 2.
Okay.
That's bad, man.
Really?
Yeah, that is bad.
Yeah, I heard it was bad.
Oh, it's bad. I would probably rather watch, let's see, a movie like a little kid movie, like some... My Little Pony stuff, then watch that again. It's bad, dude. It is. And I had to download it too. So I had the service where you could watch it, but it had commercials in it. So I was like, fuck that, and downloaded it where someone had cut the commercials out.
Oh.
So I could watch it without commercials. I have it too. Yeah. So, ooh, I already have it. We can watch it. special showing of Joe Dirt 2 at the New Main Conversation Room. Oh, take that, David.
I will do that sometimes. I will, like, when I want to support a show, but I don't want to watch the commercials or whatever, I'll just, like, pull it up on the, like, the network.
Yep.
And then I'll just, like, play it in the background, and then I'll just pull up the pirated version on,
yeah.
on something else.
See, I don't think there's anything wrong with that sometimes. Like, we already pay. I don't understand when you're paying for cable and you got to watch ads. I don't get that. Paying you $150 a month. You need this ad money? Yep. Why? Corporate jets. But no, Super Troopers 2. I mean, we pretty much covered it. The end twist, the love interest is the bad guy. You're like, oh my God. Nope. Double twist. She's a secret agent. Pretty much predictable.
Yeah. Rob Lowe. He's a bad guy. He's actually been hiding drugs. He was hiding drugs
all over
Vermont, because whenever it turns into a U.S. country or U.S.
country,
state, yeah. whatever, he won't have to cross the border with drugs. They'll yep. already be there. That's the whole.
it's pretty much the same thing, but this time instead of Johnny Chimpo, it was something else. It was.
Oh. The kids, the little kids with the stolen car, and then when they found the drugs the first time,
we were all
so these little kids came hauling ass. You had that scene again where it's Farva and
I think it's Foster because they've never been paired up before.
Yeah, it's Farva and Foster
because he's like, we've never been partners before, and he's like, I don't think I've ever had a conversation with you before.
And then a car comes hauling ass by him again, and they go chasing after him, and it turns out it's these little kids, and they're on all these, like, drugs, these uppers. And so the next scene is like, Foster has all of them tied up on a rope, like Michonne from Walking Dead.
And yep, all like, I did, yeah.
And they're all like, ah. Yep. And he's like, take us to the drugs.
So funny. That
part,
was good.
I laughed pretty hard at that part.
I'm definitely not talking about this. Is making me like the movie more, and I actually want to watch it again now.
Yeah,
I'm excited.
Definitely gonna watch it again.
Yeah, I'm excited. I like it. Definitely pumped, but definitely go see it. It's worth it. And if you've already listened to all the spoilers, we didn't really give it all away, but go watch it. It's worth it. They need your money too if they're gonna make something else. That's the funny thing, is like, it's not even about making Super Troopers 3. It's about supporting them so they can make another movie. They don't get enough credit.
Yeah, I mean, they've made some solid films. I mean, Beer Fest is hilarious.
Yep.
Slammin' Salmon, hilarious.
Yep.
It's right there with Waiting. If you ever waited tables, look up Slammin' Salmon. It just gives you an insight on what it's like to wait tables.
For sure. Definitely. But yeah, go see it. And thanks for listening to this first little side spin, whatever it is we're doing here. It was a lot of fun.
Bye, guys.
Love you. Don't forget to check out Casual Lit Controllers and Keyboards. Don't forget to check out Whiskey Boy Radio. Don't forget to check out the Jerry Jonestown Massacre. Y'all have a good night.